All right, you get a double dose today of a sermon. That's good stuff. So I have this. This is supposed to be a baton. I just found this back there, but it's a metal thing. And if you're, I'll make the noise out here. So if you're sitting for 6 hours and it's not cool, meaning not hot. I mean, it is hot outside, and you're waiting for your son to run 100 yards and 200 yards, which is 45 seconds or so, and then for 6 hours, and then this is the sound you hear. You're just minding your own business. This is the sound you hear. Oh, that's not even close. Let me try it in here, because I'm just going to tell you right now. You're just minding your own business. You hear that sound? That's the sound, except it sounds way worse, and it makes your teeth rattle and your head rattle. That's the sound of a baton, you know, for the relay races. And they were the same set of girls that sat right behind me, and I'm not about to move, but they were the same set of girls that kept dropping that baton, maybe just to keep me awake, probably every half hour. And then when someone dropped it, the parents were, five push-ups, because whoever dropped it had to do 5 push-ups, apparently. So there were a lot of push-ups in the stands, but that thing dropped, and it was so annoying, and I had a lot of good ideas about what I could do with this baton, which was, you should try using the grass. You know, if you're gonna practice, just keep this on the grass so it doesn't make that noise. It was very annoying. But I just thought of that sound, and I thought of that sound being... Sometimes when you hear that word stewardship, which we've heard a lot of lately, which we've just had a wonderful testimonies about, it sounds like that maybe to you, that word. It's the same for in the passage today, the kingdom of God. Jesus talks about it a lot, the kingdom of God. And that for you might be, oh, no more about what is that? I don't even know what that is. It sounds hard. In this passage, you know, he's talking about plowing straight and don't look back because you've got that. Foxes have holes and birds in the air and humans have, they're homeless. Is that what you're saying, Jesus? Is this what it means to be in the kingdom? It's one of those words, just like stewardship. It's a crazy word. And by the way, with stewardship, if you're visiting today, in the back, our stewardship crew will be there. We'll maybe copy off some extra sheets or write your name and phone number down. If you're visiting and would like one of these books, please get one of these books. All three of these books are fantastic that talk about how to care for the stuff we're given. But back to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Jesus says, go and preach, go and be the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Here's Jesus who comes into the world. One of the first things he says, he comes into his synagogue, his church of the day, and he opens up the readings, and it was from Isaiah, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Just like in the first reading in Paul, the Spirit. Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do all kinds of things like free people, clothe people. If people are oppressed, not make them oppressed. Make people whole. And that's what stewardship is about as well. It's about making the world whole. God gives us all gifts. This church right here is filled with powerful, fantastic, gifted people. And not just funds, but their brains, abilities, fixing things. This church is filled. And so the challenge is, we have a window that's broken in our church. Someone last night, because I came by the church earlier, so it had to be last night sometime, and thank you, Lloyd, for fixing that window. But someone broke into the church, or was trying to break into the church. Nothing was taken that we could tell. And earlier in the week, there was a key that may have been snapped, but the locksmith thought that maybe someone was trying to jiggle it. So someone's trying to get into the church. But what Jesus is saying is about the kingdom of God, is the church needs to go into the world. So we don't. If we're going to have people break in, let's just keep the doors open. You know, if you want to come into the church, come on in. Because grace is here. Peace is here. Mercy is here. Jesus is here. God is here. All the good stuff is here. But more importantly, Jesus says about the kingdom of God, yeah, it's here, but it needs to go. It needs to go into the world. And so that's what, when you read texts like these and when you hear these gospel texts where Jesus is speaking, he talks about I will follow you wherever you go, the guy says. And that's where he says, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. The Son of Man, that's just another word for human. Me, the human one, I have no place to lay my head, except, he would say, when someone is hospitable. So when they were going into these Samaritan villages and they didn't get any hospitality, his disciples said, hey, let's go Elijah on these guys right here. Because Elijah was someone who was a prophet in the Old Testament who called fire down on some other people. And there was one time when I was in Lake Tahoe with my wife, and I've shared some of this before. John Peterson was the Assemblies of God pastor. So he, you know, had some gifts of the Spirit that most Lutheran churches don't have, like speaking in tongues and interpretation and prophecy and those kind of things. But I like going to his church at the 7 o'clock service because it fed me tremendously. So I would always think in the back of my mind, every time this text come up, I would think about James and John, because his name was John. I would think, oh, is this the Sunday where I go and challenge him? Let's see who can call upon fire down on the other person. Is it the Lutherans or the Assemblies of God? But I was kind of scared. So I think he had a little edge on that. So I never tried it. And that's probably not what... And Jesus said anyway, he rebuked his disciples and said, don't do that. If someone is hospitable, that's what you rely on. That's part of the kingdom of God. Relying on hospitality, on the gifts of people like all of us who are good stewards or are hearing about what it means to be good stewards today, using those gifts to help the people who are going out, the disciples of Jesus, the pastor in Washington, D.C., the staff at Mountain View who are caring for kids who need a lot of caring. The food bank for those of us who work here. In fact, as a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the ELCA, September 8th, the National Church has asked all of us churches to get together and have a big celebration point, a party. And the way they want to do it is through service. So what we're going to do is we're going to have those doors open, and we're going to, you know, we always support the food bank the first month of the year. Well, this next year, we're going to really support the food bank. So we're going to start on that 8th, even though that's not the first Sunday, it's the second Sunday, but in the future, first Sunday. But on the 8th of September, like all the other churches, ELCH or Evangelical Lutheran Churches in America, like us, we're going to back up Vicky Power's truck, or a truck of that size, and we're going to fill that thing with food. That's how we're going to start the day. Have at least that much food. Maybe we'll need two trucks. I don't know how many, but I want at least one truck of food to go down to that food bank in celebration of who we are as a Lutheran church, and that we care and we want to go into the world. We're not, people break in, that's fine, but we're breaking into the world. And that's how you do it. You fill trucks with food. You help kids over there. And when people come and you happen to catch them breaking in, If you ever watch Les Miserables or seen the show or thing, my favorite scene is when the priest says, oh, when Jean Valjean was caught and he was going to go to prison again for, you know, stealing bread. The priest says, here, oh, you forgot the candlesticks. And then gives it to him, and then he doesn't go to prison and stays, and that changes his life. That's what I want to do with people who come and want to break into the church. I want to embrace them like that, so that they know the forgiveness, the mercy, the stuff of grace that we get, because we're all weak people, like David said, weak vessels that God uses anyway. That's what it means to be Lutheran. Weak vessels, sinners, that God uses anyway for grace into the world. So that's what Jesus was talking about. Kingdom of God, it may sound like this, but once you start doing it and you experience it for yourself, the mercy and the healing and the peace that you get from Jesus, and you see it when you help someone else, it doesn't sound anything or feel anything like that. It's pure grace and pure mercy, and it's God and it's Jesus, and we're filled with the Spirit. So thanks be to God for the testimonies for today. Thanks be to God for all of us here with our powerful gifts, let's follow him. Let's follow him out of those doors and into the world. In Jesus' name, amen.